This is a pre-election special on the Sean Hannity Show. As we Hannitize the vote.
It's Wednesday, June 11, 2008. Only 146 days to Election Day.
This is the most comprehensive election coverage on the radio. Let the battle begin right now.
All right, here we are. Welcome aboard. Glad you're with us. Stop the Radical. Stop Obama Express. Jump on board. Tell all your liberal friends about it, by the way. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN, our toll-free telephone number. And Colonel Oliver North is going to stop by. We'll get his take on the lack of experience on foreign matters as it relates to Obama. Also, President Bush, in an interview with Times Online, regrets his legacy of a man who wanted war. And regrets maybe using phrases like bring him on, dead or alive. He thinks it sent the wrong message to people and would do it differently. We'll ask him about that coming up. But there is a new group that has emerged. Now, we told you yesterday, we're getting slammed. We think this is part of a telephone campaign. Rush calls them seminar callers. And that is the people that organize to call talk radio shows. They've got a script in front of them. And they usually try and get past the call screener by being nice and not saying what they really want to talk about. Then they get on the air and they start their little campaign. And the latest, you know, seminar caller bit is, I'm a conservative, but I think this year I'm going for Barack Obama. I mean, we've had a number of these calls sneak through, but once you penetrate through their simple talking points and you try and get them to speak extemporaneously, they don't really have a strong case to make. But there is a real serious group, and as a matter of fact, there's a couple of them that have now emerged. And one is Clinton's for McCain. And the organizer, Christy Atkins, is on our newsmaker line. Christy, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, by the way, thank you. And we had you on Hannity and Combs last night, and I found your passion and your believability and your sincerity, you know, pretty inspiring. I mean, here you are, a big Clinton, you're a big Hillary. You wanted Hillary to win the whole thing. You wanted her to be president.
That's right. I was a Clinton supporter through and through, absolutely.
And now you're organizing this group, Clinton's for McCain. Why?
Correct. Well, there are several reasons, and the first reason is that I have researched the candidates, and I'm a registered nurse. I don't take this lightly. I do my research, and I found the candidates that I was comfortable with months and months ago, and that was Clinton and McCain. And I find it ironic that so many people do not understand that. I'm baffled that you're baffled. Maybe
well,
you could shed some light on that.
Well, hey, look, you know, it is kind of funny. If I was first alerted to you by somebody on my staff. I guess you might have been on Neil Cavuto's program. And I think it was you, and you said, you know, Sean Hannity's one of the few people out there that's actually doing some real investigative journalism and vetting Barack Obama. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Now,
you know, what is ironic thing is that you've become this pop icon for the Clinton supporters because you are the only one that's digging in and digging deep and revealing this guy for who he really is.
You know, it's amazing because we even had on this program, Christy, I got to tell you, we were leading the Stop Hillary Express. We started that long before the Stop Obama Express. And at one point, we actually put the Stop Hillary Express on hold, went forward with the Stop Obama Express, and then we started running simultaneous operations, and now we're full bore Stop Obama Express.
Well, I think there comes a point in time, though, when I think that you have a lot of credibility, and at heart, you're probably a gentleman, and you said, enough is enough. You know, my political opinions are one thing, but when you start attacking women of this country, I'm going to step in. And I think that's what you did, and I think that makes you not only a gentleman, but it's honorable, you know, that you're defending not just Hillary, but women. You're saying, look, I don't maybe necessarily agree with her politically, but I think it is wrong to treat her supporters and women in this country in this manner.
What do you mean? How do you feel you've been mistreated?
Well, I won't say me personally. I would say women.
How do you feel women were mistreated then?
Well, there are certain stations and certain channels, and I don't even want to give them credit by mentioning them.
You mean where their hosts get all tingly feelings when Barack speaks? Those channels?
Oh, yeah, the ones that have chills up their legs.
Up their legs.
Yeah, that's the one. They have treated women, instead of treating us like we're intelligent human beings and we're honorable and respectable, they've treated us like we're running a campaign to make cellulite a national epidemic.
Oh, man, you know, that's rough. Well, listen, I got to tell you this. I mean, I was the biggest Margaret Thatcher fan that ever existed. I mean,
exactly.
The right. I love Condi Rice. I've met her. I like her a lot personally. But for me, this I didn't see in terms of issues, though. This is where I might be a little bit confused, because I think on substance, you know, if we put aside the October 2002 Iraq War authorization vote, okay. You know, I don't see a time's worth of difference in terms of really where Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama at least were standing in terms of what it was they were saying. I'm not sure I can believe anything about Barack right now, because I think we've been manipulated by a news media that's giddy over him, that has absolutely done no research or vetting of who the candidate really is. But I think at least they were saying pretty much the same thing, don't you?
Well, I will agree with you that he carbon-copied Hillary's issues and her platform, but he does have subtle differences in terms of health care. I really enjoyed Hillary's platform. There are a couple of issues, and it's that one minor difference that makes all the difference in the world. Just on health care, and let me explain, she had a mandate that would make all the difference in the world. And in terms of Barack Obama's health care plan, you might as well go with John McCain, because then at least every American citizen is going to walk around with $5,000 extra in their pocket. With, you know, Obama's plan, there's no mandate, and it's going to be chaotic, and I don't think it would pass anyway. But Hillary's, that one tiny minute difference sometimes is all the difference. But that doesn't even make a difference to normal everyday people like me, because we're not political science majors. We look at a candidate and we take, you know, issues that are important to us at the time. And we say, what is the character of this person, and will he implement those issues? And quite frankly, his character is far from where it should be. And I would never vote for someone who does the things and has said the things that this man represents. It's the character. And if you start with that, it negates the issues. They don't even matter.
Well, what did you think when Hillary cried at that one point, and she got, remember during the New Hampshire thing, and she got all emotional, got a lot of play. What did you think at that time?
Well, I'll tell you, from a female perspective, it broke my heart. I wanted to reach out to her because I did connect with her in that moment, and I knew what she felt. I felt it was genuine, and I won't say that I know. I'm not the know-all, end-all, be-all, but I did feel it. I did feel it was genuine.
Well, all right, here's the question. How big is this effort? How big is this movement? How real is this going to be, do you think, in the general campaign? Because I've got to believe that look, here's what the exit polls in West Virginia, Kentucky, and some of these other later states. Uh-huh. You know, once the vetting process began, remember, we first interviewed Jeremiah Wright in March of 2007. We were 3 months ahead on the Bill Ayers issue before the mainstream media got involved. I mean, it's like Barack Obama's got 10,000 press secretaries in the mainstream media. It is, and even Democrats recognize it. I mean, the latest polls, I think there was MRC had a story about this, the Media Research Center. I mean, Democrats are even acknowledging that Obama's getting ridiculously favorable treatment and he's not getting any scrutiny. I'm putting together a list of questions that Barack needs to have asked before he's actually, you know.
Pardon me for interrupting. I can't help it, but you'd have to be blind, deaf, you cannot smell, and have an IQ less than 40 not to see what's going on in that left-wing media nut circus.
Yeah, but you see, I always thought I thought Hillary was a left-wing, you know, I mean, I think she's socialist in terms of wanting higher taxes, redistribution of wealth, nationalized health care. You know, you've got to admit that she's had, you know, 18 differing positions on Iraq. I think, again, made out of political expediency. You would agree with me, Bill has not been particularly helpful to her in this campaign.
And that's also a matter of opinion, because I'm scrappy, okay? I like when Bill gets scrappy. I don't find that offensive in any stretch of the imagination.
What is it about women liking Bill Clinton? I don't get it. Can I ask you a separate question about that? What about all these? Because first of all, you're a registered nurse, and I've always found nurses to be the nicest, most compassionate people on earth. My sisters all became nurses at one time in their career, so I have a fondness for people that I know do, you know, God's work, helping people get better and you know, helping at the hardest times in their lives. But here's Bill Clinton. Do you think all these women, now I'm not talking about Monica Lewinsky, I'm talking about the Paula Joneses of the world, the Juanita Brodericks, the Kathleen Willies, I've interviewed all of them. They're all accusing him of serial abuse of women. Hillary never had to answer that question. Do you think that Bill Clinton lied to us, or do you think those women lied to us?
It's so hard to know. In that situation, when you're talking about affairs, because look at the Kennedy...
No, we're not talking about affairs. We're talking about pulling your pants down in Paula Jones's case. We're talking about groping, grabbing, and fondling and kissing Kathleen Willey, and then the allegation with Juanita was rape.
I think there's always three sides to every story, truthfully. There is what he said happened, what she said happened, and what really did happen. And when you're talking about running for a putting a candidate in office, you always have opposing sides and you have a lot of money. And with money comes bribes. So it's hard to know.
But there's never been any evidence that those women were bribed. I looked all three of those women in the eyes, and I tell you, I mean, I just think the fact that Hillary never got asked that question, I thought it was a legitimate question because she was going for the female vote. Do you think that's a fair question?
Why? Well, it depends on which candidate you're talking about. Are you talking about Bill or are you talking about Hillary?
No, I think Hillary. I think to ask Hillary, did you ever ask your husband about these charges of serial abuse of the serial abuse of women?
That would be a fair question. Yes.
See, all right.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you're going to become a Republican. I think you're moving more conservative in your life. You may think yourself a Hillary supporter, but I think deep down inside, I think there's too much honesty and truth in you that you're just evolving and you're going to be more right wing than me.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
After
the DNC behaved, you're getting closer and closer to the truth. I've always been very proud to be an independent voter. I feel like
right.
I'm not a mindless groupie that is told what to do, that I can think for myself, and I'm not going to be beholden to a party.
Nor am I, by the way. I'm the same way. I mean, I criticize Republicans all the time. I expect more from them than I do socialist liberal Democrats. I really do.
Well, let me ask you if you think this is fair. And let me get your... Let's test...
All right, you be the host. I'll be the guest. Go
All
ahead.
Right. There were five states that broke the rules. Florida, Michigan, Iowa, South Carolina, and New Hampshire. But only Florida and Michigan were punished. Fair or unfair?
Oh, it's obvious. Unfair. I never thought they should have discounted the votes of people that went out and voted.
What is the reason, then, that they would only grant exceptions?
Yeah, but you
Iowa?
See, but well, wait a minute. You got to if you're going to be totally fair about this, you got to go back. Hillary Clinton sent out a memo talking about how Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina, Nevada all play an important historic role in the selection of a candidate, and that she'd abide by the DNC decision and calendar. And so she did, you know, but again, at that point in time, it was just before the New Hampshire primaries and the Iowa caucuses. And that was beneficial to her. She wasn't going to alienate those states heading into those votes. So then she only changed her opinion after the coronation didn't happen.
But she was
being politically expedient there, too.
Then you're right, but my information does reveal that that's not exactly how it was worded. I think how it was worded was, I'll leave it up to the DNC to make that determination.
Oh, no, she said she supports the DNC's calendar and decision-making she did say
so
that.
She's deferring intelligence to the DNC.
Yeah, but she...
And
but
that's
if she,
a mistake.
Well, yeah, well, all right, see, we agree on that.
You agree on that? Okay, good.
All right, well, listen, let me ask you this, because if people... So you want to... How big is this movement, or are you just a small group of, you know, 10 people right now?
Well, thank you for asking that, because here's the big lesson for this day and age. Just think of the Clintons or McCain as a small group in a big, large group. My group right now has 800 members and 800 subscribers, and I know that for a fact because my webmaster, our protectors, our guardian angels, just told me. Now, I also know that we also joined a coalition called Just Say No Deal. Just Say No Deal are supporters who refuse to vote for Barack Obama.
All right, what if they pick Hillary for VP because I'm running out of time?
No deal. We have 2.2 million subscribers.
So you'll vote for McCain even if they pick Hillary, your candidate, for because you're so against Barack Obama.
Yes.
All right, last question. So how did Sean Hannity, who's been a strong Clinton critic all these years, how come all the people in your group now like me? How did that happen?
Because at the end of the day, you said, stop. We're not going to treat women this way. I'm going to be a gentleman. I'm going to have respect for the women of this country, regardless of what I think about one political candidate or another.
All right. Well, Christy, we wish you all the best in your effort and your campaign, and it's going to be interesting to see how it grows. Christy Atkins, Clinton's for McCain. Thanks for being with us, Christy. Appreciate it. Have a good day. I got to take a quick break. We'll come back. Your calls, Ollie North, coming up next half hour, and Rudy Giuliani tonight on Hannity and Combs. Straight ahead.